From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell, getting the hour underway with bass player extraordinaire Stanley Clark, and a track from his fifth album as a leader, first released on Epic in 1976, the album School Days, released the same year as Return to Forever's classic Romantic Warrior release on Columbia. This album helped to put Stanley Clark on the musical map and helped to solidify his reputation as one of the true masters of the electric bass in modern jazz. This track also featuring Ray Gomez on guitar, David Sanchez on keyboards, and Jerry Brown on drums. It's the title cut, School Days. We'll be right back. That's a fusion quartet from Denmark called Chameleon, or Chameleon in English. That's also the title of their LP from 1978. With Ulfstein Jensen, guitar, Fini Hustrup, keyboards, Jens Jefsen, bass, and Paul Poulsen on drums. We heard Streamer. From 1977, the English fusion quartet Colosseum 2 before that, from one of two albums they issued that year, Electric Savage, with Gary Moore guitar, Don Airey keyboards, John Mole bass, and John Heisman drums. We heard Intergalactic Strut. And Stanley Clark at the top of the set, the title track from his 1976 classic School Days. Continuing on in an electric jazz fusion vein, listening to some non-70s fusion in this set. And we'll begin in 1986 as we turn to the John Abercrombie Trio. John Abercrombie on guitar and guitar synthesizer, Mark Johnson bass, and Peter Erskine on drums. This is from the album Current Events, the album issued on the ECM label, as have been all of John Abercrombie's recordings since his debut, Timeless, back in 1974. Here is Killing Time. Thank you. We began that set with the John Abercrombie Trio, Killing Time, from Current Events, released in 1986. From 1993, Japanese guitarist Kazumi Watanabe, and a track from his album Resonance Vox, with Vagabond Suzuki on bass, Yurikiya Higashihara drums, and Tomohiro Yahiro percussion. We heard the opening track, Rainy Wednesday, or Ame no Suyubi. And lastly, from 2019, the Belgian band The Wrong Object. Their music, very much inspired by 70s prog rock and Frank Zappa's jazz rock experiments from the same decade. From their album Into the Herd, with François Lurtis and Marty Malia reeds, Antoine Gounet keyboards, Michel Delvier guitar, Pierre Motet bass, and Laurent Delchambre samples, drums, and percussion. We heard a piece penned by Laurent. It was Rumble Buzz. You are listening to Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch, our email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And our blog and website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. If you want the playlist or streaming audio for this episode, please look for program number 1910. I just mentioned Frank Zappa and his experiments in jazz rock in the 70s. We'll begin our final set of the hour with one of those experiments. From 1979, the album Sleep Dirt. This album was initially released as a purely instrumental offering, but some of the tracks were initially recorded with vocals. Those vocals were omitted, but they were reinstated for the CD reissue of Sleep Dirt, much to the dismay of many Zappa purists. But we'll listen to one of the purely instrumental tracks. It's a trio, with Frank Zappa on guitars and keyboards, Patrick O'Hearn bass, and Terry Bozzio on drums. The Ocean is the Ultimate Solution. We'll be right back. Music from guitarist Larry Coryell and drummer Alphonse Mouzon. From 1977, the album Back Together Again. Earlier in the 70s, of course, they were part of Larry's band The 11th House. This album also features some additional guitar work from Philip Catherine and John Lee on bass. We heard Beneath the Earth. Frank Zappa before that with The Ocean is the Ultimate Solution from Sleep Dirt. That does it for this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.